Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it is, folks? It's your boy C Hicks, and I'm here with my man straight from Louisville, KY, so fresh to dawn. Welcome to our show, Unscripted Network. We ain't scared of the real. And you could talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to, you know what I'm saying? But all that being said, let's go ahead and give our unscripted opinions about what the business is. Though, talk to them, though. Hey, Doe, what are we going to do? I think Doe might be in a situation right now.
Yo.
Oh, shit. I was about to go ahead on what's going on, man.
I've been on here. I was talking the whole time, man. I was talking. You couldn't hear me?
Nah, because Blog Talk was giving me them, giving me the hassle. You know, telling me ain't hear my numbers and all that. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, shit, let's jump it off again, man. Go ahead and take it from the top in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, and this C Hicks, and I'm here with my man, Doe Fresh is Don. And welcome to our show, Unscripted Network. Right now, we just going to give our unscripted views on what the happenings is with the business. You dig? And with all that being said, Doe, talk to him right quick.
Man, you already know what it is, man. Doe Fresh to Dine on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? What's good with it, world? Unscripted Network. Y'all know how I do, man. Just blessed to be alive, be able to do another show and see another day. With that being said, we're going to get into this real talk. You know what I'm saying? So, C. Hicks, what you trying to talk about tonight, bro?
I mean, well, you know what the big thing about what's going on is, you know, the whole J. Prince thing. But, you know, it's really also bigger than just J. Prince. It brings a whole new respect to a respect issue and the whole OG issue. You know what I mean? It's like, if a motherfucker, if some whole weight, then, you know, it's going to hold you down. You see, it all came from, you know, these youngins in the social media age and got niggas doing anything just to be seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're doing anything just to be seen. And they just doing some shit to the motherfuckers they don't know who they doing it to and the people they connected to. And it started something that could have possibly have been something. You know what I'm saying? I say this on the show, but I get on every download it. But, you know, everything is everything. You know, everybody talked to everybody the way it should have been handled. And that's why I say I hate social media for the simple fact that you don't see how the person's intentions in saying it. But it's just when you read it, you take it your own way, you know. So a lot of the niggas might have took it the wrong way. And Jay Prince, when you hear him talk, be careful with his words, you know what I'm saying? It's like he chooses words very clearly. You know what I mean?
Right.
What'd you say?
Right. I mean, I think it is, you know. A lot of these young cats, man, they really want to be seen. Like you said, they you know, we in the attention era where everybody want attention, and they'll, you know, go out to get that attention at all costs, even if it means putting their life on the line. You know what I'm saying? And when you really look at it, you know, it might be an even deeper issue with a lot of these youngins, man. Like, you know, of course they know better. Some of these cats in their 20s and, you know, late teens or whatever, and even some of the older cats is falling into this to the bullshit basically. But deeper level, sometimes, man, we got to do better, man, as parents, and it's just a community. Like, even if you don't got both your parents, like, niggas be wilding out. Niggas always been wilding out. But at the same time, you know, you got to have some guidance, man. We got to have some real OGs in the community. We got to have that. It just seems to be a disconnect. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of bullshit slipping through the cracks, and ain't nobody stepping up and putting shit in order, putting shit in line. I feel like, man, a lot of these youngins, man, they're not getting that attention at home, that, you know, that they missing that attention at home, so they looking for it in the worst type of ways. You know, they online doing a bunch of goofy shit, you know. And like I said, they going at all costs to get that attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it costs them their freedom or their life.
And, you know, like I said before, though, it's the cyber streets. You know what I mean? Ain't no OGs in the cyber streets because you don't know who the fuck is who. You know what I mean? It could be a picture of some old school looking nigga. He might be some young white boy, some little white boy. You don't know who is who. So it ain't no real OGs because real OGs will tell these niggas, man, y'all moving silent. You don't post that shit on the internet for everybody to see. Everybody sees this shit, and I don't see how you don't see what's going on. These motherfuckers tripping on here. You know, the cyber streets, man. Hey, this shit is all digital now. It's crazy. And I'm telling you, the motherfucking Matrix, man, it makes so much motherfucking sense. It makes so much motherfucking sense. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I don't think niggas are paying attention. You know, these niggas is agents. You know, your motherfucking, your best Facebook friend could be an agent. Or social media friend could be an agent. For real.
Hey, that's real, man. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. And these cats, you know, speaking on that, we need to talk about these, you know, these damn social media drug dealers, man. This shit be crazy. Like, niggas really be on online, man, on Facebook and on Instagram, like, trapping from online, just hitting random people up too, like randoms, like, man, I got this in, I got that in, you know what I'm saying, sending pictures and shit. It's just like, man, look, you either got to be a damn agent yourself or you just plumb dumb, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I be seeing. I be looking at that shit. Have you ever been approached by any of them cats online like that too?
Nah. And you know what? I've never even seen that shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been off the Facebook tip. Yeah, since I'm in jail, I don't even get on this shit. I just fuck with Instagram like every 2 or 3, 4 or 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen that shit, but I ain't never been approached by no motherfucker. You know, if somebody approached me, they'll never approach me again. Because, you know, I'm so sarcastic I am via the internet.
Right. Definitely do, man. It's definitely a lot of cats that's moving like that on social media, man. It's just, you know, and I get it, man. It's a different era. I understand. We ain't trying to sound like the old niggas, the old bitter niggas or nothing, but we just trying to drop game. Like, yeah, it's a new era, but the same rules apply. You know what I'm saying? You like you said, move in silence, man. Like, you could do what you do, whatever you're going to do, but do it in silence. Because all that negative attention, man, you bringing that attention to yourself, that shit don't warrant nothing. And it's going to cost you either get robbed or get pinched. You're going to get knocked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One of the two. That's all that's going to happen, man, when you online and you showcasing every little thing you do. You know, all your jewelry, every move you're making, you're getting money and this and that. It's like, okay, then just be prepared for the energy that come with that. You know what I'm saying?
It's like self-snitching is the new keeping it real.
Yeah, because everybody feels the need. It's, you know, it's no longer you have to be validated in the street. You got to be validated on the internet now. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like people want to validate themselves to a bunch of strangers. You know what I'm saying? People want to get online and get in front of their followers, and that's the street cred now. Your online, your following. That's where niggas is getting their street cred.
I got a meme that when I find out the way to put this goddamn shit together, the meme fits this perfectly. I'm going to go ahead and post it, though. But the meme fits this perfectly. You can't gain street cred online. I'm like, yeah. That's heavy.
Facts. I mean, at least that's how it used to be. I don't know. I can't say the same now. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, you can gain the cyber street cred online, but not the real street cred. You got to do some real shit.
Real shit. That's real shit. But, you know, with the whole James Prince, you know what I'm saying, his artist, you know, that was robbed, in New York, them cats that robbed them supposedly, you know what I'm saying, they was talking all reckless and all that to James Prince, and they end up getting, I guess, caught up on a whole different charge or something, like a murder charge or something, you know what I'm saying? And then we seen that Jay Prince got the chain back. So, you know, it might have been in them young boys' best interest that they got caught up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wish nobody going to jail or nothing like that. But, man, you just never know, man. You disrespect an OG like that, you know, could have been worse for you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I wish jail on some motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I wish jail on some motherfuckers. I do. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Nigga killing kids and shit. I want to go to jail if not dead. You know what I mean? But,
well, yeah. I feel you on that.
No, I'm just saying, though. But, yeah, man, the cyber street is a tricky place to play. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers don't like to travel down my street. You know, we bust guns on my street. You know what I'm saying? Niggas scared of my street. But it's cool.
Word.
But, you know, that's really it. You know what I mean? We got a minute, 30 seconds left. So, you know, Jay Prince, that's our little, you know, scripted goddamn sketch episode just to give our unscripted opinions on what the fuck is going on in the world.
I mean, man, I want y'all, and we want y'all to leave y'all comments, man, what y'all think, what y'all views. Do y'all agree with us? Do y'all disagree with us? You know, y'all already know what to do, man. In the comment section, you know, leave your thoughts and your views. Subscribe to the channel, Unscripted Network. We out.
Yeah, we out. Holla back.